Hi, everyone. I'm Doug Plagans, and welcome to the 5-Minute Morning Skate, where we'll tell you everything you need to know about the Panthers' upcoming matchup in 5 minutes or less. Well, the Panthers kick off a four-game homestand against the Chicago Blackhawks at 7 p.m. at the BB&T Center tonight. After earning 8 out of 10 points on their recent road trip, the Panthers are off to one of the best starts in franchise history at 17-5-4. The Panthers are currently in third place in the Central Division, just 1 point behind the Carolina Hurricanes, who occupy that top spot. Here's what Panthers captain Alexander Barkov had to say about the team's momentum coming home tonight.
Yeah, it's definitely good to be back home. Had a good day yesterday, seeing sunlight again, and just being home, it's great feeling, and playing in front of our own fans is huge too. Looking forward for tonight's game, and just gotta keep going, playing the same way. We're obviously not satisfied. The season is it's mid-season right now, so we just gotta keep building our game and keep getting better all the time.
Entering tonight's matchup, riding a season-long 5-game point streak, Jonathan Huberdeau leads the Panthers and ranks 7th in the league with 32 points. Patrick Hornquist, meanwhile, leads the team with 11 goals on the campaign, including scoring 1 in each of his last 2 games. Out with injuries the last few games, both forward Anthony Duclair and defenseman Anton Stralman will return to the lineup tonight, while red-hot goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky is expected to go for his 5th straight win between the pipes. During this morning's skate, here's what the lines looked like for the Panthers. Alexander Barkov centered Mason Marchment and Carter Verhaeghe. Alex Wenberg, Jonathan Huberdeau, and Patrick Hornquist were together. Etu Lostarinen centering Owen Tippett and Frank Vetrano. And Juho Lamico centering Nola Chari and Anthony Duclair, who makes his way back into the lineup tonight. On defense, Mackenzie Wieger and Aaron Ekblad together as always. Keith Yandel and Anton Stralman paired up. And Gustav Forsling paired up with Radko Gudas. Sergei Bobrovsky again expected to get the start in net. Now for a look at what's going on with the Chicago Blackhawks, I'll kick it over to my friend and yours, Jameson Olive.
Yeah, Doug, this is the first time the Panthers have seen the Blackhawks since that 2-game sweep to kick off the season back in January. But of course, the Blackhawks are a much different team since then. After losing their first 4 games of the season, Chicago has gone 14-6-4 since then to move into 4th place in the Central Division and right in the thick of the playoff picture. And a big reason for that success, of course, has been the play of Patrick Kane, putting himself right in the thick of the conversation for the Hart Trophy this season. Kane leads the team and sits 3rd in the league with 40 points, 11 of those being goals. Helping him out up front for the Chicago Blackhawks, supplementing that production, Alex DeBrincat leads the team with 15 goals, including 5 on the power play. And speaking of the power play, Chicago ranks 3rd in the NHL on the man advantage at 31%. Another driving force behind the Blackhawks' success this season, of course, has been the play of rookie goaltender Kevin Lankinen. After stopping 25 of 30 shots against the Panthers in his NHL debut back on January 19th, the 25-year-old has gone 10-4-3 with a .924 save percentage. And of course, per Chicago media, he will be getting the start in net for the Blackhawks tonight. And oddly enough, Lankinen, a former teammate of Panthers captain Alexander Barkov's, back in Finland, the two played internationally together for Finland when they were growing up in their younger years. Here's what Barkov had to say about Lankinen's sudden rise to success this season.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch how good he's been this this year, and I think it's been just a matter of time when he got his chance in the NHL, and now he's playing really well, and obviously tonight we're gonna score as many goals as possible on him. But yeah, he's a great guy, and know him since I was 14 or 13, and ever since he's been really, really good. So good to see that he's really good this season.
Overall, here's what Panthers head coach Joel Quenneville had to say about tonight's matchup.
Well, I didn't mind them when we saw them. I thought they played pretty good against us. And, they're a hardworking team and not a lot of room, not a lot of space. Obviously, we know there's a couple guys you got to really pay close attention to. Don't put them on the power play is another thing you got to be aware of. Try to keep the puck, but not a lot of room. These guys are checking well. They're working as 5-man units in all zones. So they play a tight, pretty responsible game.
Thanks, Jameson. Should be a great matchup tonight. And as a reminder, the Panthers will honor Keith Yandel's 1,000th NHL game with a pregame ceremony tonight. All fans in attendance will receive a commemorative poster. For tickets, head to floridapanthers.com/tickets. For Jameson Olive, I am Doug Plagans. This has been the 5-Minute Morning Skate, and we'll see you at Puck Drop.